Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Great Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis, and podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Of favor. Somebody will be clothed with favor. Mantles are actually God's final verdict on a man. It is God's approval and his final verdict. If God places a mantle on a man, it is not taken away again. So the best God can do is to kill the man. If the man begins to mess up with the mantle, but the mantle is untouched. That is why mantles are not given to those who love mantles. Mantles are given to those who are pruned for it. You see, it is out of the sovereignty of God. According to how he circumcises you, then he places a mantle on your life. So you don't get mantles because you desired. You get it because you have been worked on. Because when the mantle falls on you, not even God takes it back. So if he wants to do anything about a man carrying a mantle, he kills him.
Wow.
And so that the mantle can now be moved to another. No. No. If Elijah is not taken away, Elisha, you can't have his mantle. No. 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 It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Until Apostle Paul is taken away, his place cannot be taken. He was operating with the mantle. Okay. So there are, I'm coming to show you 7 things about mantles. Quickly. Mantles are resource oriented. Mantles come to amplify efforts and give super abilities. Mantles are resource oriented. If God places a mantle on a man, the man do and achieve what others can't do and achieve in a particular area. So not all have mantles. All have anointings, but not all have mantles. Because mantles are results. We can all run church, but those with mantles are separated. They are different. We can all have businesses, but those with the mantle for that business. Many people were selling sugar, but Dan Kote was singled out. Yes, many people are doing things, but a particular one is singled out. And it becomes generational. That's mantle. They are result oriented. Don't brag about a mantle without results. One sign of a mantle is that it will give a particular result that all eyes cannot deny it. This is a mantle. And you can arrest that man, you can fight that man, you can close down his business, you can do anything, but give him another 6 months, he rise again. It's a mantle. It's a mantle. The second thing about mantles that you should know, anointing is an ability. Mantle is a certification and ownership. Anointing is an ability. Mantle is certification and ownership. Do you know that there are many people who know how to mix herbs to heal you? But they mix herbs to heal you, but they cannot establish a clinic. Because they have the ability to make medicine, but they don't have the certification to have a facility to claim that they are medical doctors. Anointing can give you ability to do anything, but when mantle comes, you are certified and you become an owner of that realm.
Wow.
Jesus.
Do you know the number of pastors who connect their rising to Kenneth again? Pastor, from Pastor Chris to Baba Adeboye to Bishop Oyedepo to Bishop Odak to everybody will be pointing to one man. He was an owner of a particular realm and everybody drew from him. So mantles are certifications. If you operate in just anointing, you will die and go. But if you operate in a mantle, you will die, but your name attached to the mantle will never live on it, because you were an owner to it. That is why John Wesley is gone 200 years ago, but his name is still mentioned, because there's a mantle that was placed on him and he became an owner of it. His name cannot live. Kenneth Hagin is gone. His name cannot live. Do you know the number of people that Idahosa anointed and they entered the realm? So the man is gone, but his name cannot live, because there are many people operating from a mantle that his name was attached to it. I'm telling you, don't joke with it. There is somebody sitting there who will talk rubbish about what I'm saying, but if you will die and go, then you realize that yours was anointed. Nobody will remember you. Nobody will remember you. You can talk rubbish and go, but nobody. Do you know the number of pastors who died in the same year they were replaced and nobody remembered them the same year? But Billy Graham is gone. His name is still attached to something. Today, mantles. The third thing is that you must be passed through fire and circumcision. People that God places mantles on are not people who desired it. They were passed through fire. And most often, those people in their lifetime didn't know they were mantles walking about. Most of them didn't know. It was after they died that their name remained together with the name of Jesus. That is when we knew that they were mantles walking about. Apostle Paul is gone, but you can't preach Jesus without mentioning Paul. Even demons said, Paul I know, Jesus I know. Jesus is not a selfish man. He is sharing his glory with men. But not any men. It is men he places mantles on. So there are men that, as at now, if you mention Jesus, you must mention them before a church service can be complete. Because those men have been passed through fire and they have been passed through circumcision. That's why earlier on I told you, you don't get a mantle because you love it. It's because you have veiled yourself to be cut and to be operated upon until God can trust you. And then he places the mantle, because if he places the mantle on you, it is an ownership. He won't take it back, so he must be sure of you before he places a mantle on your life. Yes, he must be sure of you. Before he will say, Abraham, I have made you a father of all nations. That's a mantle. And even when Jesus came, after Jesus came, we still said we are seed of Abraham. It's a mantle. He can't take it away. So he needed to prune Abraham. So at the age of 99, then he came to Abraham and said, Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. It was after that he said, from today you will not be called Abraham, you will be called Abraham. I will not change your name first until I've warned you and trained you and pruned you. I've taken you through fire. For 99 years you didn't stop believing in me. Now I've changed your name. You will no more be called Abraham. You will become Abraham, because you will be the father of all nations. And it is through you all nations will be blessed. Come to me now,
Jesus.
Number four, mantles are to serve more destinies than just that of the carrier. Mantles are to serve more destinies than just that destiny of the carrier. So God will make sure you have his heart before he places a mantle on you. Selfish men don't carry mantles. It is men who are ready to die for their generation that carries mantles. The mantle anointing can serve you and serve your children, but mantles must serve nations. Mantles must serve cities. Mantles must serve communities. So you can't tell God to give you the mantle of wealth when you can't give to two people. No, no. You can't share your bread. You are looking for the mantle of wealth. You have not paid any other person's school fees. You are looking for the mantle of wealth. No, 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 no. Mantle serves more than you. It serves more than your destiny. And God will make sure that you are one who can also see that you don't think of yourself, but for others. Those are the men that God, by his sovereignty, releases mantles upon. That Apostle Paul will say, even if I die, I will die. Bible says, and they love not their lives. There were others that they lived for others. He said, think of others or more highly than yourself. Mantles go for those who understand that their influence is beyond them. So they wake up in the morning and feed their children, and they are not satisfied until others that didn't come from their loins are also fed. Those are men that mantles fall upon. Yes. Yes. So those men, they don't talk me, they talk us. They don't talk me. When they are talking, they don't say me. They say us. Yes. What they have, they don't say it is mine. They say it is ours. Those are men that their head collect mantles. Yes. Those men, you don't find only them and their families in their house. Sometimes you go and more than 20 people are living in their house. I heard of the house of Idahosa. He said you will find more than 20 something people. One time Mama Becky was preaching and was saying that her house feeds more than 20 people every day. Yes, we are those are people who are ready for mantles. When your food can serve beyond your biological children, and you wake up and you are not only thinking of the people who you call your blood, but others can point at you and say, this man didn't come from my lineage, but he took care of me as though I was his. Those are heads that carries mantles. Number five. Mantles can be transferred, but it is only transferred through service. Who you don't serve, you can't carry his mantle. We don't carry mantles must live before a man lives. Mantles must live before a man lives, but it must live to who served, not who was around, but who served. That is why if you are serving a man with a mantle, you may look like a fool. The Bible says, and Elisha, the one that poured water on Elijah's hands. So Elijah, if you finish eating, can't you wash your own hands? Must another come and pour water? But you see, without that service, so sometimes the ones that carry the mantle, what they can do for themselves, they have to stop for another to do. So that others can be positioned for the transfer of the mantle. Number six. Yes. That is why sometimes a man of God can carry his Bible. But there are times there is a need for him to let another carry. Because without that service, another cannot receive it. So when Gehazi left Elisha, Gehazi But it is only today, Ben.
My God.
I won this week.
My
God.
I am a mature mantle as a kicker. That is why when Elisha was living, the one who serves him as master, Gehazi, so he had to go into the grave with the mantle, because there was no one fit for him.
Wow.
But when Elijah was living, there was one faithfully servant. To a point, do you know what it is to follow Elijah to walk through Jordan? Do you know Jordan? If you know the river of Jordan at that time, and then you know that this person, when he crosses, is leaving, so how do I return? There is no boat. If there was boat, he won't pass the water into Jordan. So how do I return? So am I going to do ministry beyond Jordan? But his faithfulness demanded that I will follow you till you leave. His faithfulness demand. This thing about Christianity, the way we are living Christianity today, that is why when we don't take care, there will be no mantles. Because many people surrounding men of God are not faithful. They are looking for substance. They are not looking for mantles. So there are mighty prophets who will go with their mantles left, and somebody will come from another nation. Listen to me, the way things are going now, people from different nations will carry their mantles. That is why right now you cannot trace anybody who is operating in the mantle of Kenneth Hagin in US, but you can trace it into Nigeria, you can trace it into Ghana, but you can't really trace it there. Because when the people, Baba Adeboye said he traveled to Kenneth Hagin's revival, and they went with all their heart. They went with all their heart and they collected something. If you meet a rich man who has been rich for over 30 years, that's a mantle you are seeing. When people are saying it, Trimo Edina in Kebu, Pipanem Pabuahu ni Trimo. Pipanem Pabuahu ni Trimo. Neman in Kazi Yamin Shira. Yes. Pipanem Kite. Trimo. Yes. One time, Lady Mercy told me a story. He said, before we married, she had a chance to go for a wedding, and the woman of God was there, and she admired the woman of God's marriage. So she said the woman of God was trying to put on her shoe, so she rushed there and said, can I put it on for you? Then after she put it on, the woman of God blessed her, said, God bless you, may you also have a good marriage. That time she didn't know she was coming to marry a pastor. But eventually she also came to marry a pastor. And the pastor is good to her. Yes. Mantles are real, but they don't show up until you are served. Sometimes you have to travel to where the mantle bearer is. It may take a plane flight. He has a television that you can watch him on, but you have to travel. I remember those days when God would tell me, travel to Nigeria, go to Dunamis Ministers Conference, go to Dr. Paul's Ministers Conference. But I have this television station. I can use them, take a flight ticket for something. But he said, go. And I was faithfully going, not knowing that something must drop on my life. Something must drop on my ministry. I was faithfully going. faithfully going. And I looked like a fool because I didn't have money. But I have to find a plane ticket and go. And sometimes I will sit down and watch. And we'll watch. Ah, which ministry is this? That people come to church 2 hours before time. Which ministry is this? And I'll be watching. Today, me too, people come to church sometimes 7 hours before
time.
7 hours before time, people will be comfortably seated in the church, praying and waiting for the man of God to come. But I saw it in another man's
church.
If something doesn't leave you to a man carrying mantle, you may never carry it. Number six. Oh God. Number six. Mantles are not age oriented. God does not look at age to place mantle. He looks at sacrifice to place mantle. So it is not only old men and women that carry mantles. There are 21 years that have paid the price and have become mantle bearers. There are 25 years that have paid the price and they are mantle bearers. If you meet them, don't check ages. You will miss it. Don't check ages. Mantles have no respect. Stephen was 17 years. But before he died, his face changed to an angel. People were seeing him as an angel. And he's the only man that made Jesus stand from the throne. And he's the first man to be martyred openly. And whilst being martyred, he preached the gospel. Then he became an epitome that from today we are not afraid to die. It was that 17-year-old boy that carried the mantle to be the first to die. And whilst dying, preaching. That is why when Paul was to be beheaded, he was still preaching. Because he had a record of Stephen. That Stephen died preaching. But I was older than him. Last one. Let me tell you. This generation, God is going to raise young people.
Amen.
Mantles are going to fall on young people.
Amen.
Mantles of estates.
Amen.
Ubehu nipa wedi 37. And so now over about an 800 house estate.
Amen.
Ubeyani they won't hear us. Mantles. Mantles is not age. I'm repeating it. It's not age.
Yes.
It's not the number of years somebody has served the Lord. No, there are people who are serving God in comfort, and there are those who come in to serve to pay prices. And sometimes somebody will serve God in comfort for 30 years, and another will come in and in 3 years pay a huge price. And God says, I can trust this one with a mantle. Finally. Mantles are not generic, they are specific. Mantles are not generic. Please pardon me. Those of you who think that I'm just a prayer leader going about, No. I am only sent by God.
Yes.
Sometimes He will let me lead you in prayer. Sometimes He will let me tell you what He wants you to know. If you are not ready to hear what He wants you to know, He will hear what you want Him to know. That is the deception most of you have gone through. You are not ready to hear what God wants you to know, but you want Him to hear what you want Him to know. In the preaching of the word, you hear what God wants you to know. In prayer, you make God hear what you want Him to know. So before you make God know what you want Him to know what He wants you to know. That is why I spent a little time. Today I've gone beyond the plan, but forgive me. But I'll let you tell God what you want. The last one is, mantles are not generic, they are specific. Somebody can have the mantle of only opening deaf ears, specific. There are some people, they have the mantle of only speaking to convict hearts. One time, somebody told Billy Graham that I came to your crusade and I was healed. Billy Graham said, I don't like lies. Billy Graham told him, don't come and lie to me. I've not recorded any healing in my crusade. So, don't come and impress me. He said, I was healed in your crusade. He said, no. He said, no. I know my mantle. My mantle is when I speak, you give your life to Jesus. I don't need to work a miracle for you to give your life to Jesus. When I finish speaking, you will know you are a sinner and you need Jesus. That's my mantle. There are other mantles too that when they preach for 24 hours, you still not mind them. But they will open one blind eye. You will give your life to Jesus. Mantles are not generic. Anybody that tells you I can do everything is a liar. I have the mantle to do everything is a liar. So when you begin to walk with God, to now want to have Him impart you with a mantle, you must be able to know which specific mantle that you are being asked to pay a price for. Sometimes the price laid on your destiny will tell the kind of mantle that can come on you. Some of you, the price is for you to be extremely poor. It is the price to tell you that God wants you to have compassion for the poor. So it can tell you that you are about to receive a mantle of wealth. So that when you see the poor, you have mercy. Now some of you, when you are about to receive the mantle of healing, God will let you fall sick in a way no prayer can heal you. And you will feel the sickness until you have felt it to a point that you are worthless, you are ready to die. Then He heals you. So that when the mantle of healing comes and somebody knocks at your door at 2 a.m. and say, I'm sick, you will open it and go and pray. Because you have been sick before. There are some people that God will intentionally in your early age let you pass through smoking and drinking till you become so boozed you fall into gutters. Some of you can be addicted to something that thing stretches your youthful age and it makes your life worthless. It is a sign that very soon you will give your life to Jesus and you are about to receive a mantle. And that mantle will be a mantle that will deliver those junkies. So you wouldn't mind going to junkie centers. You buy them pizza, buy them what, in order to preach to them, because you feel what they feel and you see what they see. We are going to pray. Oh my God. So you see, you should be able to know the mantle your destiny is calling for. You may not have it, but the price you are paying should let you know. Yes. There are some of you have gone through rejection upon disappointment upon disappointment. I came to tell you a mantle of favor is waiting for you.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. There are some of you failed in class and failed in class. Can I shock you?
Yes, sir.
That I heard Dr. Tabo didn't really go to university. But now has a university. The privileges you were denied is what will push you to let your mantle serve your generation. The privileges you were denied, I'm telling you. God at the other than that.
Jesus!
You are about to pray.
Yes, yes, yes.
How many of you are ready for the mantle of favor? If I were you, I will find time and cut just this portion. And I'll listen to it over and over and over whilst this week is going on. So that every mantle that comes, because I don't come and explain mantles again.
Okay.
When I come from tomorrow, it's prayer. The bomb pilots are. When I come for tomorrow's prayer, your bumper is can I? You see, I first told you it is 8. But I wanted to ignore one because I'm not old enough. But can I say it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The mantle you attack and you insult, you cut your generation from it. You don't, the mantle you attack and insult, you don't cut yourself, you cut your generation. The mantle you mess with, you cut a generation. God told Eli, he said that, I promise you and your household, priesthood. But he said, today I've collected it from you and your household. And there will not be a time in your household someone is not begging. There will not come a time in your household someone is not begging. That means from the whole generation of Eli will be vagabonds and beggars. Priesthood, the mantle of priesthood was taken away. I'm afraid to talk against men that carry mantles. You won't find me insulting a president. You won't get me. You won't find me insulting anybody who is making impact. I may cut myself and my generation. What God told me is to pray for them. The Bible says we should raise supplication for kings.
Yes, yes.
And those that are in authority.
Yes.
No. For the sake of my generation, I'm careful who I speak against.
Wow.
You are coming to pray.
Yes.
Yeah. One time they told Jesus that you are fake. You are using Beelzebub. You are fake. Jesus said that if you offend me, you'll be forgiven. If you offend, but if you offend the Holy Ghost, why? Because the Holy Ghost is using me. If you tell me that I'm fake and I'm using Beelzebub, you have issue with the one using me. It is not every man you just jump on and start calling fake. If the Holy Ghost is the one using the person, you have cut your generation off a mantle.
Wow.
I feel an anointing. I feel an anointing. I heard of an island, I've forgotten the name, who struggled for years. It is recently that they realized that their ancestors fought some missionaries and attacked them and killed some of them. That is how come the land, what did they call it? I forgot. Holy Spirit. If I remember, I'll tell you. They fought them, and that land has been barren till today. If you go to Kwahu, last time they told me of a town that the town ends. It ends. No town continues because a missionary cares the land. That no town. You will be the end. You can't go further. The island of Fiji. Fiji Island.
Wow.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fiji Island. Listen. Mumu bebrewa after a name. Because for your mother to raise 4 children, it is when you get one child that you will know. If you get one child, that you will know.
Wow.
That is a mantle to raise children. It was a mantle to go to the labor room and come back. It was a mantle. To whom will be a 15, you are seeing a mantle. Because that labor room, we don't go and come back easily. Ubekwa kusu bi ne maka sem pacho. Se wo wunti na mi pie. Wa hwe obi so be free mi wa pie. Na kwaya me fa so pie safely from you wa me ne wa ko. Fa che me. Enye sa de oni wo be pie aba. Me de o menyini ni me nko. E labor room na oni me beko. Wa hwe yo ni me beko ayi me free wiase. To be chima woman.
Jesus!
I receive the mantle of favor.
I receive the mantle of favor.
I want to talk. Oh. People are making mistakes. I want to talk. I say, Mumu, because so be Munemu Pacho. Say, Mumu, because so be Munemu Pacho. They are mantles. With dear grow, you have cut your life because mantles must be transferred. But it must be transferred to those who earned it and served. So, person, yes, so for now, kotoa so for a dibi matema, a dini chemko, diwati chemko. If you are in any church and you are listening to me, then leaders is here no more the head pastor tema, chemwati, chemko. When you start a church and one newcomer enter, it's a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough. When you start a church and the day you count 60 members, you will know that it's a breakthrough. So if you see a man that sits 100,000, don't talk rubbish. Something from heaven is upon him. I receive the mantle of favor.
I receive the mantle of favor.
I am wrapped with favor from today.
I am wrapped with favor from today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the mantle of favor.
I receive the mantle of favor.
I am wrapped with favor from today.
I am wrapped with favor from today.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
Believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.